T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TICFM and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning. And we are pleased to be joined by members of the Hartford Athletic, Connecticut's new professional soccer franchise, joined by Chief Operating Officer Donovan Powell and Head Coach Jimmy Nielsen. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
So what does it take to build a new soccer franchise from the ground up? What have you been doing these past months since the team was announced last year?
We've been up to everything and more. So we started this thing about 8 months ago, really wholeheartedly. It's pretty funny. I like to tell this story. When we started, I started with myself, and we had two employees, and we were really going at it in a studio bedroom apartment. So we were really starting this thing in full startup mode, putting everything we have to get to kind of where we're at now. In the past 8 months, we've hired over 20 staff members. We've completed our technical staff. Jimmy will talk more about our trip we had, but we did a 2-week preseason trip in Florida. And this Saturday is our very first match in Atlanta, which it's overwhelming to think that it's already here now. But to get to the point we've got now, it's been a tremendous team effort, both from ownership, staff, our technical team, and the community at whole.
Now you're starting the first part of your season on the road as work is completed at Dillon Stadium in Hartford, which will be your home base. What makes Connecticut a good soccer market?
The reception has been tremendous. So Connecticut is a really hungry soccer market. So the participation is strong at all levels. At the youth level, we have been meeting with youth clubs throughout the community, and we really see the hunger and the appetite and the high level of soccer here in the community, in Hartford, throughout Connecticut as well. Beyond just the youth level, we're really seeing the support with a real supporter culture. So this past weekend, we were in Danbury. We visited many communities throughout Hartford, greater Hartford. We're really seeing a passion. On Saturday mornings, we're seeing millennials really tuning into European soccer, watching the EPL. We've gotten some tremendous metrics about viewership in greater Hartford for EPL matches on Saturday mornings. It actually rivals other demos throughout the entire country, which has been really tremendous to see. We actually had the opportunity in October to participate in the U.S. National Team men's match versus Peru here at Rentschler Stadium. It was tremendous. There were about 20,000 spectators there for that match. It was a cold night in October, but people really came out. And people have been coming out to support the national team here in Greater Hartford. For the last 14 years in a row, the national team has come to Hartford. And that really tells you a little bit about the appetite for soccer here in Greater Hartford.
Jimmy, what is your background? How did you become involved in the Hartford Athletic? And what's it like to build a team from the ground up from the player perspective?
Yeah, well, I retired from playing in December 2013, and I did a very similar thing as I do right now. I started up a brand new franchise in Oklahoma City. I was there for 4 years, took the year off, almost the year off, until I got the phone call from Bruce Mandel, and flew in here to meet the ownership, and I was quickly on board. I like their ideas, their vision, their ambitions, and everything. And, I feel I've only been a part of all the fun part right now. There's been a lot of dirty work up till now from a lot of people. a lot of people have done a lot of good work for this organization here. And, you know, I'm coming in, got to build a team, got to build a staff. And, you know, I had some ideas what I wanted, but we also got to admit there's been a lot of competition for the players with seven new teams coming into the league. And we came in a little bit late, you know, so it was easy to figure out, you know, all those new teams have been reaching out to the same players and we could all see who are good players. And we had to do a lot of homework on a lot of players. So I think it's been a very exciting time. Now we're here with 20 guys in the roster and seven staff member. And I couldn't be more happy with what we have right now. We are ready to get started on Saturday.
How competitive a league is the United Soccer League?
It's extremely competitive. You know, it's a very, very even league with budgets. There's a few teams that sticks out. They spend a little bit more, but on any given day, anyone can beat each other in this league here. It's a very physical league. And listen, if you're not ready to go to war every single game, teams will run over you. You know, you got to be ready to battle. You got to be ready to go to war. It's very competitive and it's a very, very even league.
Give us an idea of what the average day looks like for the players.
Easy. Let's say we're playing Saturday. They'll come in Sunday for a region. They'll have the Monday off. And we'll train Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then possibly travel for the game. But they'll come in 8:30 in the morning. We'll start practice at 10. In between there, the players can get treatment, or we have meetings, or showing video. Then we'll be out on the field for a few hours, come back in, lunch, treatment, other meetings, other video, whatever. So typical a day from 8:30 to 2. And you think that's probably a short time. But what's very, very important for the players is the time they're away from the field, how they recover and prepare themselves for next session all the time. And that's one of the great things of being a professional soccer player. You're getting paid to nap and relax and get yourself ready.
And what does the off season look like? Are they playing in other leagues? Or
No. This moment here, they're full-time professionals. And when we got coming a little bit further in the season, of course, we'll evaluate who we're going to renew contracts with. And they'll get individual programs. And next season, we will probably start a little bit earlier than we did this year here. But, you know, we had a lot of work to do, so it became a little bit later. No, in the off season, it's all to work, hard work for the guys. So they come in fit so we can start focus on playing soccer from day one.
Now, from an on the field perspective, what would be a successful first season for you here?
I think making the playoffs, that's definitely our goal. And, you know, when you come into playoffs, that anything can happen. Could we potentially get a home game in playoff? That would be fantastic. But I think the first goal here, the big goal, is of course, to make the playoffs. And that's going to be hard enough itself.
Now, Donovan, from a business perspective, what would be a successful first season for the Hartford Athletic?
Well, of course, we want to sell seats. So, of course, we want to pack the seats. But, you know, just more so than big attendance numbers. This project is really born out of what a pro soccer team can do for a community. You know, it's so much more than soccer or sport. It's about community building, neighborhood revitalization, you know, utilizing the world sport to affect real change in Greater Hartford and the state of Connecticut. And so we feel very strongly about that. So we believe that, you know, that our matches all summer long and into the fall as well can provide a real vibrancy in our community. So a success for me is that Saturday night when we have 5,000 to 6,000 fans at Dillon Stadium. And after that match, when people really leave the stadium and flood the neighborhoods and the bars and the restaurants, and we see that real kind of impact, that new kind of vibrancy that pro sport can bring to the community.
This is quite a lengthy season, isn't it?
Very much so. So we kick off this Saturday, and the season will run all the way through October and into the postseason, which runs into November.
And we are recording this past week, so when we say this Saturday, we mean yesterday, if this is airing on Sunday. But plenty of opportunity to go out and see games. You start your home schedule in May, I believe, correct?
That is correct. Our first game here in Hartford will be May 4th.
Dillon Stadium is undergoing renovations to make a new home for the Hartford Athletic. How are those renovations going?
Sure. It's very exciting what we're doing with Dillon Stadium. It really goes back to what I was talking about with a community building effort. You know, Dillon Stadium is a really important piece of Hartford culture and history. It's an 80-year-old stadium. It was part of FDR's New Deal, so that can kind of tell you how much history is in the project. In the last 80 years, it's hosted a plethora of pro teams from a few different sports. It's hosted bands like the Grateful Dead and the Rolling Stones. I'm not from Hartford, but people have been telling me a lot about this Thanksgiving Day football turkey game that people are really excited about. And that's one of the really important missions of our club, is the opportunity to bring back, you know, this really important piece of Hartford culture and history. And that's what we're doing now with the stadium renovation project. And it's so far it's coming along great. We have the field down now. We've started to build out the stands and a lot of the infrastructure at the stadium, and we're really doing a lot to really retain a lot of the history at the stadium. So I can assure you that the construction team is out there now. We're swinging hammers. We're doing everything we can to be ready for May 4th.
I know the weather can always pose a challenge. Have there been any other setbacks in the renovations?
So it's, you know, the weather, obviously we've really been going all winter long. We've had a particularly tough winter, which, obviously does hurt matters, a bit. But yeah, for the most part, you know, construction has continued along. And you know, we're doing the best we can to be ready for May 4th. It is a construction project, of course. So we do have a backup plan, in place to play games at Rentschler if needed. But it is our intention to keep working, all winter long to be ready for May 4th.
You are listening to Face Connecticut. He is the chief operating officer of the Hartford Athletic, Donovan Powell, joined by team head coach Jimmy Nielsen. I know the easy answer is everyone, but when you're thinking about Hartford and Connecticut and soccer, who are you targeting in terms of fan base and coming out to see the games?
Sure. So I'll speak a bit on that. So really my vision and our vision, our entire group's vision for this club is to provide a real European soccer style atmosphere. So when I say that, I mean we want to be really forward about what this is. And that's singing, dancing, chanting for 90 minutes. You know, we're talking a real festival-like atmosphere, in which we're Hartford forward, celebrating art, culture, history, you know, food, the music scene here in Hartford, and doing that in a way that's really organic and fun and atmospheric. So that's really what our intention is. In terms of who we're targeting, I think that can be fun for groups of all ages and demographics and diversity, you know, here in Greater Hartford. So that being said, you know, we're trying, our hope is to cater to the youth segment, cater to millennials, cater to adults with families as well. So, you know, it's our hope to really create, you know, a team that the entire community can rally around.
Now, Jimmy, when it comes to recruiting players, is it a tough sell to get them to come to Hartford?
No. It wasn't. It was. I think it went pretty smooth. Of course, we had to sell the whole vision of the club's idea, and I think when I have explained those ideas, they were pretty fast on board. You know, the biggest challenge was to pick what players we wanted. We got offered a lot of players this off season here. Been starting a lot of video. I'm not lying if I said we've been offered around 400 to 500 players from all over the world. So, of course, that we had to do a lot of research in this off-season here. I know what we wanted. I know what kind of style of player we needed in each position. And I think we went more out attacking that group than we let agents come with players to us. Of course, we had to evaluate what they were coming with. But we knew what we wanted going into this season here, and we got what we wanted.
So how does that process work? Is there a sort of draft, or are you talking to agents, things like that?
Yeah, you know, you're using your network, and I've been in the league for 4 years, and I know the players, I know the coaches, I know the general managers. I know what it takes to be a successful team as well. So, you know, you got to go out there and attack those players that you want on your team. But as I said before, it's been hard competition with seven new teams coming into the league, and we all kind of fishing in the same little lake there to find those players. But as I said before, with the 21 guys we have on board right now, I couldn't be more happy.
Are there any names we're going to be hearing over and over again in terms of stars on the team, real standouts?
Well, my plan is the team going to be the star. It takes a team effort. And, of course, fans will pay a lot of attention to the more attacking-minded players. We have some, in my opinion, some good goal scorers on the team. You'll hear Jose Angulo, Wojciech Wucek, Alex Dixon, Sebastian Dalgore, Giuseppe Gentile. I think you'll hear those names over and over, hopefully.
Now, Donovan, it seems like the Hartford Yard Goats have done a really good job being part of the community when they moved from New Britain to Hartford. Is there anything that the Hartford Athletic can learn from that experience?
Of course. I think what the Yard Goats has done has been tremendous. We live in an environment in Hartford where there was a lot of skepticism about the Yard Goats coming to Hartford. If people were going to embrace that or not. And I think we've seen wholeheartedly the last two seasons that the community really has supported that effort. And the Yard Goats have been great to us, helping us and working with us as well, and have been great mentors throughout the process. So I think, the energy that they've brought is something that we can take and help amplify. And I've told people, there will be a number of dates, this summer where the Yard Goats will have a baseball game on a Saturday night and Hartford Athletic will have a match at the same time. And I think it's tremendous. It's tremendous for the region. It's tremendous for Hartford, that the Yard Goats will have 5,000 to 7,000 fans, and we'll have 5,000 to 7,000 fans, and after that match, they'll all kind of join in the streets of Hartford. So I think it's great. What they do is awesome. What we'll do is a little bit different. As I had kind of touched on, we're really promoting a festival-like atmosphere, 90 minutes of action, which is just a little bit different than baseball. I love baseball, not taking anything away from it, but what we do is just a little bit different than what you'll see at a baseball game. So yeah, a lot to learn from the Yard Goats. What they've done is great, and I think we're just going to add to the energy of downtown Hartford.
Talk a little more about that game day experience and what people can expect when they come out for a match.
Sure. So it starts with a really awesome tradition called the March to the Match. So what that is really it's a pregame tailgate that you'll see with traditional soccer clubs all around the world. And at that pregame tailgate, you really have the opportunity to maybe drink a few beers if you're 21 or older, and really come together as a community and march to the match, sing, dance, chant while you're marching to the stadium. Really as a community, which is a really powerful thing. So it's going to start with the March to the Match. When you get into the stadium, we'll really have, like I said, Hartford Forward, festival-like atmosphere, which we'll have local food trucks, we'll have local music, we'll have local beers, really local-focused efforts. You'll have the opportunity to be a part of Dillon Stadium, which to us is going to be a real cultural fabric of our community. So it's going to be something that's very exciting. Come this May, June, and throughout the entire summer, it'll be a special atmosphere that you won't want to miss.
Now, Jimmy, as we sit here, we're several days away from the start of the season. What is happening between now and then? Are you fine-tuning things on the field?
Yeah. It's been a process since we started February 1st. It's important for me to work with the team in the beginning, how we want to defend like a team, how we want to attack like a team. Get all those principles into in the head to the guys, and I think they executed well here in the preseason. We had the pleasure to go to Florida and have some nice weather. We could be outside. We could stand still out on the field, walk through how we wanted to do things. We could bring up the intensity when we wanted to, because you know the weather, it helps a lot. It's tough to stand still out here in this weather here for 20 to 25 minutes. But the players got the ideas now. What we're working on now is, of course, the individual details in the system, and the guys understand it. But what I think you'll see with our team this year, it's a team that'll keep growing into the season. Of course, we can't have everything perfect in 6 weeks. That's impossible. It takes time, but what I see is a progress. You know, we're getting better and better and better. The guy starts to understand how we want to do things now. Now they're not overthinking the situation. It's coming more natural. Then, as I said before, we're working more on the individual position in the system, how we want to defend, and again, how we want to attack. You know, we want to create room for creativity for the guys too. I don't want them to be a robot team out there. You know, I want this team here to be a fun team to watch, but at the same time, I want this team here to be a hard-working team too. I told you before, the first 60 to 70 minutes of every single game in this USL League will be a war, a battle. And then I believe in those last 20 to 30 minutes, you'll see the better team stand out. And hopefully that will be us. And I think we have the individual guys to make a difference. You're asking about guys you will hear over and over. But I think we have some good versatile players too. I think it would be mixed from week to week who will shine. I think we have a big group to pick from. And as I said before, only very often it's more the attacking guys who get the headlines. But I think all around we have a solid group from goalkeeper and all the way up and all the way down to guy number 21 in the roster. I couldn't be more happy with the group we have in now.
How grueling will your schedule be? Not only the teams you face, but also the travel back and forth.
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us this season here, not only we're a new team, it's going to be the first 8 games. You know, that's going to be a challenge. Out of those 8 games, I will guarantee you 7 of those teams will be in the playoffs. So it's going to be a tough schedule. We got to take it as a challenge. What I will say to that, you know, when we come to the fun part of the season, the last third of the season, and where you need that playoff momentum, we'll have a lot of home games. I've experienced myself when I played in 2011 with Sporting Kansas City. Our first 11 games were on the road, and we were bottom last in the league. After 34 games, when the season was over, we won the conference. So we went from worst to first. And of course, I'm not hoping we're in the bottom, but you know, there's more than those 8 games. And as I said before, I think you'll see this team here keep growing and growing and growing as a team. But again, the biggest challenge is going to be those first 8 games.
Now, Donovan, if people are interested in buying tickets, how can they do that?
I would encourage you to go to hartfordathletic.com. We do have full season tickets available for purchase currently. We will be opening up some more flexible options as well here in the coming weeks. At hartfordathletic.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, and you can also visit all of our social media pages for more information.
And how are ticket sales going so far?
Tremendous. The community has really embraced the project. We feel great about where we're at.
So when the team was announced, there were these scarves that everyone got. And that's really a tradition in soccer, isn't it?
Sure. The soccer scarf is great. So we have our inaugural 2019 season scarf. And actually, when you purchase a season ticket package, you do receive a founding member scarf as part of your purchase.
The color scheme's nice, too.
Hartford blue and green. That's what we call it.
He is Donovan Powell, Chief Operating Officer of the Hartford Athletic, joined by head coach Jimmy Nielsen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.